This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm not sure if I'm in Rolog, Minnesota, or heaven. You have to tell me. But I'm at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion today. And just bringing back memories of being up at the Hawk Farm and Museum up there not long ago. I love being out here amongst some really good folks. Some great innovation. They've been doing this weekend. Gathering. And celebrating some great agriculture history since 1954. 63 years they've been doing this. Reliving the tradition of the good old days. And the nice thing is they kind of bring the past to life again, all over again. So youngsters, I mean old and young alike, can say, gosh, really, that's how they did it? It's pretty neat. It really is. So, supposed to be a great weekend. They do camping out here. They have all kinds of shows. There's just a lot going on. You'll meet some of the folks behind it as we go throughout the weekend. Anybody familiar with the Emerson Brandingham line? They call it the EB line of farm machinery. That's their featured line this year. And so there'll be a lot of EB enthusiasts here, but, of course, every kind of iron and every kind of just imaginable. They have, small engines going right now, and they have parades going. They have parades every day at 10 and 2 with all the different equipment, full-size and miniature train rides that are free and carousel rides. And another little secret, besides all the activities that are happening here, the food is really good. Yeah, the food is really, really good. Rolog, Minnesota is about a half hour out of Fargo-Moorhead, nestled in the rolling hills of western Minnesota. Beautiful area, beautiful, beautiful part of western Minnesota. So if you go to Rolog.com, you can find out more about it. Otherwise, as I mentioned, we'll be telling you more about it as we go throughout the day on what's on your mind. And if you're headed this way and want a free ticket on us, hey, we can take care of you. That's right. While they last, if you go to the PetroServe USA locations, two locations today, one in Dilworth. Okay, right near the Dilworth Walmart, just a little bit to the south of the Dilworth Walmart there, is the PetroServe USA location. They have tickets, while they last, in family four-packs at that PetroServe USA location. Or you could go to the PetroServe USA location on 45th and 9th Avenue, 45th Street and 9th Avenue in Fargo. That'd be out near the West Acres area. The PetroServe USA location there. So family four packs while they last. And they did go fairly quick yesterday at the other PetroServe USA locations we mentioned. But nice little freebie. And they're a family four pack. And they're going to save you some serious bucks there. So can't beat that. All right. So anyways, I mentioned we'll meet some of the folks from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion as we go throughout the day and relive a little history. It'll be kind of fun today. But I'm up for talking about whatever you'd like to talk about. We did have some significant news that broke yesterday afternoon. First, there was the news that a Dickinson, North Dakota company, Fisher Industries, was selected as one of four contractors out of all those who ultimately applied to participate with U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to build a prototype for the wall. So, you know, whether you like the wall, whether you don't like the wall, I happen to think the wall is a good idea. I happen to think we got to do something different. And I'm amazed even to see these numbers where illegal crossings are down. I've said all along, you know, this is not a hard sell in North Dakota because the vast majority of people in North Dakota, I think, understand Donald Trump. They understand that he's not a traditional president in the sense that his delivery style and how he sort of just takes on his opponents is different than the average president, right? It's just his style. It's not a surprise to anyone. Shouldn't be a surprise to anyone if they're paying attention because it's the same Donald Trump that was there during the campaign, right? But he set out a vision, a number of things that he wanted to do, and just from his sheer will, I mean, he's a long ways from getting everything done that he wants to get done, but just from his sheer will of talking about them, taking them on, things are getting better. Things are getting better in the economy. You know, you got another triple-digit job creation announcement today, 150-some thousand, that I guarantee you they'll revise upward, because they usually do, closer to 200,000. Today, you have the growth that was just revised yesterday or the day before from 2.6 to 3%, a number, just so you understand, a number not seen during the entire Obama administration. There was not a 3% growth quarter the entire Obama administration. Okay? Now, Donald Trump has only been president for half a year, a little better, right? So it's not possible for him to have done everything that he wants to do, but his sheer will of saying, let's put it in motion, let's talk about it, let's do it, which is why I say this is a short, this is a message short-circuited just directly for the Trump haters. Okay, all 25, 75, 100 of you, raise your hand. Well, where are you? You know, we'll call you the Senator Heidi Heitkamp Caucus of the Democratic Party and other folks in North Dakota that don't like the man. Do me a favor. Judge him as you will, but judge him based on the outcomes. The outcomes, okay? Not the noise, not the process, not the he said what, he did what, who's he mad at now, what kind of a tweet did he send? Forget all, it's noise. It's process. It's part of his style. It's what he does. Judge him by the outcome. And if you judge him as president just saying what he wants to do, he's doing very well. And that's what I say about the wall. I mean, he has promised it. He's finding a way. Now we got a North Dakota company, one of four, by the way, that'll participate in the prototype. If you hate the wall, you got to love that a North Dakota company's part of it, don't you? I would hope you do. And again, we're seeing some incredible numbers on immigration now, the economy up. There's a lot of really interesting things happening. And the second bit of big news yesterday, in addition to a North Dakota company being one of four to build a prototype for the wall, is what? Donald Trump himself is coming back to North Dakota. Yeah, we broke that news on our Facebook page mid-afternoon yesterday, and holy buckets did that go viral in a hurry. And it was based on solid sources, later then confirmed by many folks, including folks in the White House. You'll be here Wednesday. We don't know what time yet. The actual location is thought to be the Tesoro Refinery, with a small group of people. By small, I'm talking around the neighborhood of 500 of people that would be there. It will be a address about tax reform and also celebrating the jobs juggernaut that is the energy industry. And think how many more jobs under tax reform will be generated. Think how many more people within the oil and gas industry will have tax relief. So all that will be celebrated. So that's kind of cool. And obviously it tells you what does President Trump thinks about the fact that Heidi Heitkamp is the lone vote against North Dakota Energy. This is all about pressure with a capital P on a senator who is at odds with the vast majority of her constituents, just like it was in Missouri for Claire McCaskill. Where will she be on tax reform? Vote with the people? Vote with the swamp. So that's why he's coming here. So I think that's great. It'll be Wednesday. So let's visit about anything else you'd like to chat about at 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can text me. Todd will be here in just a bit. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is zooming back from one of our fine advertisers. So he'll be here, but if in the meantime you want to text me, go for it. Always like your text at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. And then email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay? Labor Day weekend. Feels good, doesn't it? You ready for a Labor Day weekend, a little holiday weekend? Yeah, me too. Really, really looking forward to that. Texter says, will the general public be able to see Donald Trump? I thought the same thing when I heard about the size of the venue. I'm like, you know, I don't think there's any doubt if you could find a venue big enough, you know, hold 50,000 people, you'd get that many people to go see Donald Trump in North Dakota. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it in my mind. They'd come from all over. But, of course, that's challenging to do. Number one, you can't find it at the outdoor venue, and then how do you do it, everything else. And often these things are, you know, just sort of made for TV moments. They're not necessarily looking for a giant crowd. They're looking for a place to deliver a message in the right optics. But I'm hoping maybe at least something at the airport. So you can petition Congressman Kramer to use his poll. More coming up. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline, has filed a lawsuit against Greenpeace, Bank Track, and Earth First for violation of federal and state racketeering statutes. We asked the lead attorney, Michael Bowie, why the company felt the need to file the lawsuit.
Energy Transfer Partners filed the lawsuit because it was targeted by certain so-called environmental groups for a malicious attack consisting of completely fabricated claims and violent criminal behavior. This is a good company. It's a responsible company with good responsible people, and it believes as a matter of principle that those responsible for such reckless and dishonest behavior have to be held accountable for the severe harm they have caused, and they feel strongly as a matter of principle that this is the best way for them to both hold those people responsible for the harm they caused, deter them from continuing to do this type of conduct to others, and to get the company's reputation back.
That's Michael Bowie, an attorney with Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more of our radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
At the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. Going to meet some folks from here throughout the program today. Look forward to that. Somebody just texted me and said, you said this started in 1954. It started actually in 1940. That's true. In fact, we're going to talk a little later on with one of the family members, Eric Nelson, whose family started in 1940 what became Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. So they would fire up old Garscott engines and thresh with steam, you know, for family and friends. And they'd do that once a year. They did that until 1954. Then they formally got together and invited the public and opened up what is now the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. So it has been going on for a long time. Hundreds of demonstrations and exhibits now over about 210 acres that are here that attracts thousands of spectators and volunteers all across, these 210 acres every Labor Day weekend. So it's a lot of fun. We're brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City. And if you want to head west instead of east for your weekend gatherings, I would highly recommend the beautiful community of Watford City, North Dakota. It has the best view in North Dakota, in my humble opinion. North unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. It has a whole lot of things happening. In fact, they're having Old Settlers Day up in Alexander this week, and they do the barbecue feed and all kinds of great events and activities, reminiscing with old and new friends all in Alexandria. So that goes on through Sunday. It's happening. There's still Heritage Day coming up on the 16th. Whenever you decide to go, if you book your room at the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, or the Mainstay Suites, and just tell them when you call that you want to use the Best of the West code, you get 10% off. They're already great prices right now. And you get a beautiful stay in a beautiful location, in a beautiful community. They throw in the coupon book loaded up with all kinds of freebies, including the Rough Rider Center, all new there, and a lot of great discount coupons, and so it's great. Best of the West, Watford City, beautiful McKenzie County, North Dakota. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Larry in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, I didn't get a chance to call in yesterday, but I wanted to let you know what I thought was the biggest threat to our country, and I think it's complacency. If people don't act on what they know is wrong, it's not going to get fixed.
True enough. Apathy, complacency, you know, doesn't do any good to complain. What are you going to do about it, right?
Right. Got to be moved to action.
What's, do you have a preferred form of action, Larry?
I don't at this time. We have to roll with the punches.
Yeah, I mean, I think action is getting involved on the political side. That's one way to
absolutely
do it. Yeah, it's
absolutely.
It's even just visiting in your own circle. You know, I mean, just talking amongst. You know, you think about that. If rather than just have your opinions and sort of grumble under your breath, if you're going to coffee every day and being bold about, hey, here's why I believe what I believe, and let's talk about it. Let's have a reasonable conversation. That helps. A lot of
right
ways you can do it.
Volunteer for whoever's running against Heidi Heitkamp. Volunteer to help their campaign of the opponent of Heidi Heitkamp, because we don't need her to get reelected.
Well, I tell you, I am just amazed at the level of passion on that front. I mean, we are sitting here in September, in 2017, over a year before that election, and not a moment passes I don't get a text, an email, calls to this show with some of the same exact sentiments you have about Senator Heidi Heitkamp. I'm looking at a text right now. I just thought the same thing during the break, saying, why can't you get Heidi on your program? It's time to hold her feet to the fire. She needs to feel that burn. The reason she doesn't come on the program is because she knows she's going to feel the burn from the listeners. So, she is hiding. She is absolutely 100% hiding her record. She is hiding from real people in North Dakota, the masses, the people that, you know, ultimately she works for. Yeah, she can go to a little hospital here and a little event here, and, you know, they'll play all nice and bring out the coffee and donuts, and she takes some pictures and put it up in social media and leave. But that's not an event. Unless you know, everybody in a community is aware that she's there and told ahead of time and have an opportunity to converse one-on-one so she can, again, like she would here, hear from people. That's not an event. That's fake news. So, Larry, you got it. You nailed it, and I think that's one good way people can help for sure. I couldn't agree anymore. Anything else you want to say?
No, that was it. God bless America.
God bless America. Thank you, Larry. Have a great weekend. Others welcome. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number locally at 258-0550. What do you want to hear from Donald Trump when he's here? We understand this will be a tax reform message. You'll obviously be giving a hat tip to the, you know, the salt of the earth, rock solid energy workforce. That's what I love about it. I think about the people who came here to protest for pay, and I guess their disdain for an energy infrastructure project is right out of the playbook of environmental extremists and eco-terrorists, so I'm not surprised by it. On the other hand, I don't understand how people like that can't say, look at the opportunity energy presents, where you get a higher than average wage scale. And by the way, the only reason that Barack Obama wasn't absolutely thought of it to be a total disgrace on the economy was energy, which, of course, was happening despite him. All that was happening despite him because he couldn't do more to target energy, like coal and oil and gas play all the games he did. Production was up on private land. He had nothing to do with private land. He tried to regulate more on the federal lands and do a lot more in other areas to shut down energy development, but he was first to quickly take credit for being up. You may remember that came up, actually, in his race against Mitt Romney, but Mitt Romney didn't do a very good job of highlighting it. But for the energy jobs, the Obama economy would have been worse than it was. So I'm a little perplexed of how it isn't more widespread in people connecting the dots to say, okay, more energy development, more jobs, higher paying jobs, communities grow rather than shrink, more dollars pour into state, local, county government to do more things, build roads, take care of more people. Absolute no-brainer in my mind. Absolute no-brainer. I'd love to see him talk about that. Here is a listener who says, what's on your mind? Scott, Todd, and the team deserve credit for the 59% Donald Trump approval rating. On behalf of the many families that make a living in either agriculture businesses, manufacturing, and many other businesses, thank you. Well, that's a very kind comment. I think, rather than take credit or deserve credit for that, I think what we are is a mirror. I think we reflect, we give voice to, the common sense folks of North Dakota. That's what I love about this show more than anything. We're just a platform for you. The views are already there. I don't think we're shaping your views. We may agree with them. We may say it a different way. We may have a fun way of talking about it and highlighting it. But we're just reflecting your views. The megaphone that is the largest audience in the Northern Plains is a powerful one when it comes to awakening politicians that we want bold. More coming up, friends. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands. thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, just another beautiful day. You guys have a fantabulous Friday. Bye.
A fantabulous Friday. Is that a word, Todd?
Here it is.
Wow.
Caller clearly channeling his inner Van Morrison. Look at that.
I love it. Give me a little more Van Morrison there, would you?
You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart strength that plays soft and low. You know the night's magic seemed to whisper and hush.
Isn't that nice? I love it. I love it. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. If you'd like free tickets for the famous Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion this weekend, where we are, you're in luck thanks to PetroServe USA. You can stop at one of these locations today. They have two locations that have these, family four-packs, too, so it's kind of nice. You know, you're going there, you get family four-packs, save some big money on your way out here. 45th Street at 9th Avenue South in Fargo. Or at the Dilworth location on Highway 10. It's the one just a little bit to the south of Walmart in Dilworth. Okay, first come, first serve, so hurry in. I grab them quick and then come join the fun here. And while you're there, have a cookie. Treat yourself to a cookie because they are some of the best cookies on the planet Earth there. PetroServe USA, fill up your choice of the pump. Pumps you own, I might add. Folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields. Can't beat that. And that 4-for-4 special is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. Two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. We are back at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. I'll get back to more of your texts and your calls related to the visit of Donald Trump to North Dakota coming up on Wednesday. President Trump will be stumping on tax reform. We're looking for... what you want to hear. What should he see, too, while he's here? Anything you think that that he should see?
Should he come to Rolog?
We get a little consensus. You think he ought to come to Rolog? You guys will be all done by the time he gets here, though. Eric Nelson is here from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. And Eric and his family were responsible way back in 1940 for getting the spark that became Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion going. The official reunion as we know it now, open to the public, started in 1954. Am I remembering my dates right?
You are correct. 46 is actually the first gathering, but incorporated in 54.
Yeah.
The World War II was over, and the cousins got back, and everybody had switched to combines, and my grandfather still had the steam engine, which is still up here, and the original thrashing machine that he did his run on, and they picked a Saturday in October, and farmed right down... Thrashed right down on the farm, right on the north side of the grounds here, and it just kept growing, and 1954, they purchased 20 acres here, and now we're 264, I think it is, or 274 acres. And we rent some land so we can have more parking, and it's grown quite wonderfully.
So would it have been your grandfather or great-grandfather?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather.
My grandfather was had a steam thrashing run in the 30s, and then when World War II came along, the combines became more prevalent. There wasn't all the young men to help cut grain and thrash, so they got put away in a shed, and his love for steam, he was collecting steam engines in the 30s and the 40s, and old tractors, and wanted to play with it. So he had traded, he owned the implement dealership in Rolog here, and he traded a binder in that he'd sold 2 years prior to the war, and it sat, and they took it out. That's still up here. We use it once in a while yet. And started, and it just kept growing. People started coming, and they used to haul water from the Rolog church up to the little stand. The first building is one right behind us here. That was the very first building that was ever built. No water up or anything. My grandmother and the ladies' aides groups from Rolog Church would serve coffee and cookies and donuts and haul water to make their coffee from the church and heat it up here. And oh, now look what we have.
Why? Why do you think they did it? Why was it important to?
Yeah, my grandfather had a just an absolute love for steam and loved history. Absolutely loved history. And it was his foresight to save. Things from the past, we need to remember where we were so we know where we're going kind of thing. And but basically it was his love for steam. And he just absolutely, he built miniatures, which are all, miniature land over here. All of them are still working there, and thrashing machines. And he just absolutely had a love for steam. And when we were kids, my brother and I would ride up here. The gates would be open. And every night he'd come up and lock, drive through the ground, see if anybody was up here. You know, a lot smaller at that time,
yeah.
And no campers up here, none of that stuff. And he'd come down to the farm, because we're on the original Nelson home farm, and he lived in Rolog, and he had the store up there, and picked my brother and I up. We'd ride with him up here, and we'd drive through the grounds, lock the gates, and he'd take us back home every day.
Did that love of history then translate down the generations?
Yes, it has. Yeah, by my children, I got a little granddaughter that's coming up here in a little bit. It's 3.5 years old, and just glows when she gets up here. It's in the blood.
That's so great. Now, for any of our listeners that have not been to Rolog before, but maybe have been to other steam thresher reunions and different thrashing shows that happen throughout the region, tell them what they're going to see here versus what other shows have.
Well, what you're going to see here, we're our own little show. Everybody else has their own. What you're going to come out here is, we are family-orientated. This is a big reunion. The fact that the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers Reunion, it's a reunion of people, too. We get to see people once a year up here. I mean, it is a great big family reunion. But we push, this is a family event. 14 and under are free. Where do you go that you get 14 and under are free? You can ride the big train. You can ride the steam-powered merry-go-round. You ride the little train. We got tractor driving for kids that have never... There, you know, in today's world, lots of people never driven tractor. There's two guys out there on the west side of the grounds right now. They got tractors, and they let you drive, and it's free. When you get in, your food, your souvenirs, your T-shirts, all that costs money. But once you're in the gate, it's free. You don't got to pay to ride a train. You don't got to pay to ride a merry-go-round. You know, I think last year you used the phrase, this is the Midwest is Disneyland, and I think that's just an awesome statement.
It feels like to me. Yeah. it's just so cool. Mostly because of how, like you say, the look on the faces of kids. I mean, they really eat it up. And you got a lot of youngsters that help and kind of keep this going. So
we have a little tractor that my dad bought from a gentleman in Dickey, North Dakota. My brother and I talk about this. We were very little when he bought it, and it's a little R case. And our friend started driving it. We started driving it. Our kids started driving it. Now my kids and our friends' kids. Last night, one of the little boys said, "Eric, can we drive that little one with the hand clutch? It's, you know, it's so easy to drive. It's just a little 16-horse tractor." So we've got generations. Just, you know, you can drive tractors. You can do that, and just hit, you know, history of, man, your dad drove that. Now your grandpa drove that, and it's. I remember when we went and got it, we hauled this. It was an actual farm tractor, believe it or not, but we hauled it in the back of a pickup. But it was actually used in the 30s as a farm tractor. It beat horses, you know, pull the one you didn't have to have. So, yeah, there's just so much stuff to do. Once you come in, you know, the crowd has changed a little bit. It used to be Grandpa would bring his kids out here or grandkids, and you'd be here at 6 o'clock in the morning. The crowd has changed a little bit. 8, 9 o'clock, it starts to roll in heavier now than it used to be 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. But it's more of what can we do? You see the strollers coming out, and you see it's, you know, it's, wow, look at that big steam engine. Look at our great big Emerson Braddock. You'll never probably ever see a collection of big tractors of that were made in Minneapolis, the Big Fours, they're called, and Emerson Braddingham line.
How many did you end up with this year?
They're still rolling in. I saw, there must be 10, 12 of those great big ones, like what you're looking at right
The Big Four.
The Big Four, yeah, and they were made in Minneapolis. And they've done just a fantastic job. We've got steam engines that they owned and that company owned from, or made in Pennsylvania that have showed up. And yeah, it's just a fantastic display. But there's so much to see, and we try to add every year. So when you come out, you're not seeing the same thing. Yeah, we got our staples. I mean, the big train running around. Where do you get, you know, steam-powered train? You get the ride. You know, we made, you know, those are things that are unique. We're a growing, active show. And I got on the board when I was 29 years old, and I was on there for 18 years. And now we got, you know, it's not just, you don't got to be 80 years old or 70 or 60 years old to be on the, you know, be active up here. It's awesome show.
It really is. One of the things I love is, you know, and that's why I refer to it as Disneyland, because I can just see it. When you think about the level of, you know, precision agriculture and technology and farming today.
Oh, man.
And then you look at how it started, and that to me just screams of American ingenuity.
Yeah, it is.
Right? I mean, it's like the Wright brothers saying, okay, let's mess around in a field somewhere and get a plane to fly, and now we have, you know, jumbo planes taking people all around the world and transforming, you know, the world because of that idea and that little bit of ingenuity. Same thing in agriculture, and you know, it's so fun to see how far agriculture's come.
You look at, like, those big fours back there. I mean, they're monster tractors. They're built like a steam engine as far as size-wise, and they were good for the North Dakota prairies in the Montanas and, you know, the Kansas area, because, you know, they were too big to farm in Rolog in the hills. But from there, they went to smaller and smaller and smaller. And then in the 60s, we started getting four-wheel drives. Steiger comes along and reinvents their, you know, the tractor world again with their four-wheel drives, and look what we're making in Fargo now. And now we're back to great big tractors again. But there was a long time where we went from the monster tractors of the prairie to little, and the transformation back to big again. It's just
phenomenal.
You know, yep.
It's great. Eric, thanks for sharing a little bit of the story. Hope folks come out and take advantage of just a wonderful, you know, slice of history in the egg world with the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, Rolog, Minnesota. Goes through Monday. Tractor pull, power demonstrations, horsepower, farm living exhibits, carousel rides, as Eric mentioned, lots of things for the kids. So check it out. Come on out and take full advantage of all the fun. Thanks very much.
Thank you for coming out and helping us spread the word.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Eric Nelson. More of our guests from Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion are coming up here on the program, so stay around. Here's some more text on our question of the day. Trump should see Maduro. Shouldn't he, though? He really, I mean, you can, everybody ought to see Maduro, but you're right. Here's another. Trump should go to Maduro. Maybe the gospel brunch. I'm sensing a groundswell, ladies and gentlemen, here. They're heating up. Another listener, Scott, would you tell people about a site to petition the president to prosecute Hillary? There's also one to declare Soros a terrorist and prosecute him. There's lots of good petitions that people should know about and I believe should sign. Let's see here. What are the petitions? Okay, these are the ones on the White House website. I think this actually started in the Obama administration, where they just put these up, and they... until they get to a certain number, they don't get much attention. But if they get a certain number, then they get a look. Petitions.whitehouse.gov is the website there. So petitions.whitehouse.gov to fulfill my request from that fine listener there this morning. Appreciate that very much. What do we want to hear Trump say? I voted for Heidi Heitkamp. But I want to hear our president say Heidi Heitkamp has resigned, and we need to hold a special election. Oh, my goodness. All right. And this is someone that voted for Heidi Heitkamp. 367-2054, 226-8503 for your text, or give us a call. More coming up from Rolog. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing how to recognize drug use in your employees.
Each drug category has different things that you can see specifically how they physically affect the body. Some of the general things to watch for would maybe be behavioral issues. That say you've got somebody that used to be, you know, an all-star worker, and now they're late for work, they're missing work, they're handing in substandard work. Just major changes in behavior like that. Maybe they've got something going on in their personal life, or maybe now they're starting to get injured at work, and there's no other explanation for it.
Prepare your employees to identify signs of drug use by enrolling them in the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Learn more at www.ndsc.org.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites. Fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Riders Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heading into Labor Day weekend of What's on Your Mind, a program that has the name What's on Your Mind for real simple reason. We want to know what's on your mind. So call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd or I. Todd at 226-8503. Me at 367-2054. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. Secureenergyfuture.org. President Trump coming here next week to celebrate the economy of North Dakota. One of the reasons the economy of the country, in an effort to ultimately
improve the economy through tax reform, but he's also going to talk about energy. And, of course, when you think about, for instance, the coal industry in North Dakota, 15,000 good-paying jobs, about $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. Again, that's a huge, huge boost to our economy. Our energy future is all about securing and protecting our economy as well. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, back in Rolog at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion on What's on Your Mind. We'll be telling you lots about what's happening out here. Andrew Nelson is here. Andrew is, I assume, part of the Nelson family that was...
Yep. I was... My great-grandpa would have been the first president, Carl Nelson. So my kids would be the sixth generation on the Nelson side and the fifth generation on the Iverson side.
So you, at Labor Day weekend, is just, this is what you do.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what anybody else would do on Labor Day weekend other than come down here.
And is literally among your first memories is being out here?
Absolutely. I've been a member since I was born. My grandpa Iverson bought me my lifetime membership then, and never missed a day in 30 years. So,
what's your favorite part of the weekend?
The overall, it's a reunion. I mean, it's people come from all over, and you won't see them for a good part of the year, if at all during the year. But you come down 4 days out of the year, and it's just like you left off last year. You know, right back to visiting and being able to know the people, and everyone's so willing to teach. I mean, it's amazing at the amount of people that are active in this on the grounds. You know, last night we had a meeting just for all the volunteer members, and unreal the response and the appreciation that is shown for what's done down here.
That's great. I mean, you talked about teaching and how many people are teaching. What do you think is the best value for people to learn and see and do, you know, take advantage of that teaching on here?
Well, I think, you know, people have kind of gone by the wayside of manual labor and how things were done back then. I mean, it teaches a person a whole new respect of how they lived, you know, when you go from the log cabin and the water wheel down there when they didn't, before that was even before steam power, you know, they boiled water and whatnot to clean and cook and everything like that down the making their own soap, and, you know, you got a blacksmith, and they're powered by the water wheel. Then you go to, you know, we got a little bit of everything. You farm the horsepower area, and then you got the turn-of-the-century farm, and, you know, just on, and it brings you right up to this day and age. You know, you see tractors running around down here that are brand new, pulling shuttle wagons, so pretty amazing.
It is, and you think about what our kids today have in the way of conveniences compared to you know, your grandparents and their parents and,
absolutely,
you know, what they see out here. Who makes soap,
yeah,
right? Who,
yep,
makes soap other,
yep,
than, you know, the people that sell it?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty amazing to be able to, I mean, you're living in history down here. I mean, it's, you can sit and read a textbook or a history book every day of the week and still not get what you can get out of even a day down here.
Have you got a favorite piece of iron and that you like checking out every year?
I help out a relative of mine owns a 1901 16 horse buffalo pit. Been helping him for a number of years now on that.
And it's a buffalo pit?
Yep. It's
is that a brand?
Yep. That was made many years ago. It's, you know, it, like I said, it used to be the oldest engine on the showgrounds up until a few years ago. Then one that was built in 1897 came down at Minneapolis, return flew. But it's been here since, I believe it was 1976 or 71 that it first came down to the showgrounds, and it's been operating every year since.
You know, people often will ask, you know, okay, what's it like compared to, you know, a show they're familiar with? This one's hard to compare just from the sheer size. I mean, 210 acres.
Absolutely.
You get an idea of just how much more sort of everything there is, right?
Yeah. Well, you got the construction area. I mean, that... I really don't know if someone wanted to see everything that they got down at the show. I don't know that you could cover it in a day. I know I sure couldn't. So.
And besides threshing, they're plowing too. You guys do a lot of plowing. Is that a particular day, or is that every day you're doing?
Usually,
that?
I believe they try to do that on Saturday. You know, that's kind of the field day. Is Saturday's the main day of that? I don't know that they do it on Sundays at all. But, you know, today's kind of everything. They're getting everything lined up, and I know they do a lot of thrashing and stuff tomorrow too. So.
And Todd, do you remember the parade last year in which we all lost portions of our hearing. You remember the
yes.
Yeah, I'm very close to the parade route once again, so we'll be... It was so loud, not only could we not hear each other, I don't think anybody could hear anything. So that's coming up. Parade starts at 10. They have parades every day at 10 and 2, so a lot going on. Andrew, thanks for sharing part of the story. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Andrew Nelson from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, part of the team that's been keeping us going really back to 1940 when it all first started with a few families and then just kind of kept growing and growing and growing until it became sort of the formal gathering with 20-some acres in 1954. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.